American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Indeed, welcome inside Armed American Radio's Friday the 13th show, right? Did you forget that it's Friday the 13th? I did most of the day. I don't really worry too much about that stuff. I don't mind getting off on the 13th floor of an elevator. I think it's stupid because it really is the 13th floor. If you count, it just doesn't matter what they call it. It's still the 13th floor, right? So they don't put the number there? Big deal. So it's the 13th. Who cares? Happy Friday the 13th for you. Give a shout out to some of the folks that are watching the show today. Eli, great to see you. Danny up in New Jersey. They call it New Germany here on the show when you're commenting. I'm sorry that you're there, but you got a fight on your hands, brother. We may have one here in Well, we do have one here in Georgia, too, just not quite as bad as what you have. Ours is temporary. Sandy in southwestern Missouri. Marietta, I know she's in Texas area. Vern. Shane, how's everybody doing? It's good to see some regulars in there today. This is the GunBroker.com studios. This is the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. All of this today being presented to you by an absolutely superior product, taking the firearms community, gun owners, businesses, dealers, manufacturers, gun rights groups, member bases, CCW holders, law enforcement officers, unions by storm. A-rated carrier protecting you if you're a gun owner. If you carry a gun for personal reasons, for work, if you're a distributor, if you're a dealer, doesn't matter. If you're a wholesaler, makes no difference. Heck, they'll cover your gaps in your homeowner's coverage. Xinsurance.com. Find out why I have a policy and thousands of others are flocking there to get a policy in their own name as a real insurance policy and not a member benefit. Go to check it out. You deserve the best in your life. By all means, do that. I am going to give you my pledge. I decided my pledge to you on Sunday's MonsterCast program is what I'm going to do. When I have a full segment that I can spend with you, the guest lineup this week has been strong. It's been good. Next week's will be the same. But because of that, I didn't want to cut too much into it. So I'm going to take the opening segment on Sunday's Monster broadcast, the national broadcast in the Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Lead Slinger's microphone, brought to you by X, to give you the pledge from me to you. What will happen if, in fact, Biden pulls this out and is, in fact, inaugurated in January? You need to know some things from me, and I need to make some promises to you, and I intend to keep them, and you need to know what those are. But we'll do that on Sunday when I have some time. Today, let's go over to one of my favorite people on earth, and you know that. We're bringing him in for the second time this week, David Codrey, of waronguns.com. My brother, how are you? Thanks for being here, man, on Friday.
Yeah, I was working, and you know what? It was either talk to you or go out and rake leaves. And
well, I feel good that you chose me over the leaves. I really do.
I would like to say I heard your opening, and I hope if anyone is teasing anyone from New Jersey that it's all in good nature, because I got to tell you, having lived in California for almost 30 years, our brothers and sisters behind enemy lines are some of the fiercest warriors that we have. Yeah. Fighting for us, and we owe them our support and our respect. And so just kudos to those gun owners behind enemy lines who have not given up hope and who have not given up the faith.
I tell you, that's great for you to say that and recognize it. And it's interesting, when the moment you said that, I glanced over at my screen on the comment boards, and I see Scott Allen, greetings from Southern Cal. Our 2 weeks, 8 months is up. Did we flatten the curve yet? And then below that, I see George Rule writes in, hey, from the Woodlands. That's in Texas. Been there. Beautiful place. Stayed at a Hyatt right there in the Woodlands. Loved it. Really nice place. Let's see. We got Reno, Nevada. Jack Van Tool's in from Reno, Nevada. So we got viewers and listeners from all over the country today, and we appreciate it very much. David, I intend this weekend, and I have notes on my phone, and I texted some stuff, some information out about the fact that I wanted to make a pledge to listeners. After being on the air, April 26th will mark my 12th year on the airwaves, on the nation's airwaves, 12th anniversary. April 27th, of course, we will be in our 13th year. It's a remarkable run, and we are not going to stop. And I want listeners to understand that, because right now, David, Trump is not backing down. I mean, Kayleigh McEnany in a press conference yesterday said Donald Trump is moving forward and getting ready and preparing for his second term. And you've got staff members that are saying we are moving forward. into our second term. Now, they either know something or they're just in denial or, I mean, who knows when it comes to Trump, right? But the fact of the matter is, with this going on, we've not had a Trump concession. We've not had, the media's telling us that Biden is the president. But guess what, folks? The media doesn't get to do that. Not constitutionally, just Democrats, just obnoxious Democrats. And I'll tell you how obnoxious when a piece that David wrote up on MLN in just a second. But I want to give my pledge because people are when this finally sinks in, if in fact it does, it's going to be a downer that we are thinking might not be coming because we haven't heard it yet. Do you understand what I'm saying, David?
Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, in terms of the media calling the election, I did a piece just yesterday on the Warren Guns, a little brief piece, and it was the Associated Press talking about how someone hadn't heard Joe Biden had been declared the winner of the presidential election. And I said, really? When? By whom? It doesn't have to be certified by the state? And, you know, the funny thing is that AP is one of the go-to sources that Twitter uses to declare that election fraud tweets are disputed. Okay, right. And yet here AP is putting things out like this, and yet their tweets aren't disputed when they make statements like this and they post it on Twitter. And I just happen to be doing a piece like that as we speak. I was about halfway through it when you called me and asked me to come on the show, and I'm about three quarters of the way through. I'll have to get to it after the program, and it probably I'll see if it'll go up Sunday night or so. But it just goes to show how many things happen that they say are disputed if it goes against the progressive narrative. But when they're telling out and out falsehoods, they don't dispute them. Okay, when you see, you know, talking about the horror of assault weapons, and then you see, wait a minute, you know, more people are killed with fists. Okay, you don't see these things disputed whenever the, you know, these gun grab groups present themselves as common sense gun safety. You don't see that disputed. So you only see disputes when it works against their narrative.
Boy, isn't that the truth? And that's something I want to hold on to. Remind me of that if I don't get bit. That lie of omission is going to play a major part in a major role in the show today, because when we talk about the media, I'm not going to be able to overemphasize, and I simply can't stress enough, just how dangerous the mainstream press is. Because I can point to everything ill in this country coming directly to or from the mainstream press, every single thing. Because it's the force that drives the narrative that the vast majority of American form their opinions off of. And they know it. And they've been lying to us for years. And the worst kind of lie that they can tell is the lie of omission, when they don't tell us anything. And that's what we're getting ready to see. If there's a Biden administration, it's going to be absolutely horrific. Because we're literally going to see state-run, communist-run, Pravda-type, North Korean-type media in this country. They're going to bootlick all over Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. They already are. They're going to continue to bash Trump and Trump supporters. And you wrote about that. We'll go there in just a second. So please stay with us on this media thing as we go forward with the show today. Cam Edwards, my good friend, who will be here in the studio on Tuesday next week, by the way. Can't wait for that. Puts a tweet out earlier, weird step for a dictator to take. From Sarah Boxer, he retweets. From Kara Scannell, Trump campaign drops Arizona lawsuit acknowledging it's moot. The margin of victory there cannot be overcome. Weird step for a dictator to take, Cam tweets out. So, you know, again, this is the false narrative that the media puts out. David, let's go to, let me go over to you quickly on Democrat enemies list threatens dissenters with Chi-Com inspired retaliation. Tell us about that, and then I want to take my listener somewhere. Go ahead.
Well, essentially, what the so-called victors, okay, although they haven't actually been declared victors yet, and some of us are still disputing that, they're promising retaliation. Okay, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is talking about, is anyone archiving these Trump sycophants for when they try to downplay or deny their complicity in the future? Okay, a guy who's a former CIA analyst who's now a left-wing talking head, we should keep and publish a list of everyone who assists Trump's frivolous and dangerous attacks on the election. Name and shame forever. okay? And any are now promoting rejection of an election or calling to not to follow the will of voters or making baseless allegations of fraud should never serve in office. Join a corporate board. Find a faculty position or be accepted into polite society. This is from Jennifer Rubin of the Washington Post.
Okay, now stop there. Go ahead. She portrays herself as well. We're getting ready to take a break. I apologize. I probably asked that question a little bit later than I should.
We have a list. Take your break. We can come back.
All right. Sounds good. We'll stop right there. See, David knows what he's doing here. And then after David's done explaining this, what he wrote, I want to take you to a statement from the Trump Accountability Project. And when you put the two together, you'll understand the dangers that we're getting ready to face in a Biden administration from a progressive left that hates you, working in conjunction with the mainstream media who will be state-run, hating you even worse. Very dangerous. Back right after this with David Kodria.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome back to the show. Indeed, you are in the GunBroker.com studios. I talked with Patricia Huff today for over an hour, and we have fun stuff lining up for you. Really fun stuff. Patricia will be the GunBroker.com studios for at least another year and way beyond. We have such a great relationship. And we're going to be doing the best sellers, which were put off. Normally, we would have done it 2 weeks ago. But we had a little thing called an election, a presidential election. And we covered pre-election and post-election over the previous two Sunday Monster Cast. So Patricia's going to join me in the studio on Sunday. And we're going to do those bestsellers over at GunBroker.com. Of course, this is Car Arms Microphone. And all of this is being presented to you by a phenomenal new product, taking the world by storm when it comes to concealed carry permits, insurance, gun owners, gap coverage, firearms in your house, your toys, dogs, law enforcement, whatever it is. And that's xinsurance.com for more information. Okay, let's go back. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Let's go back to David Kodria. David, I took some notes during the break. I'm not breaking anything in the studio, I promise. I want to let you finish up on the comments that I had to cut you off on because I was a terrible host and asked you a question that I knew you needed more time for, and I did it without looking at the clock. So go ahead and finish on your explanation of your column. And then I want to take listeners somewhere that you alluded to in the column, but I want to explain it to them. Go for it.
Well, what they're doing is they are now building up all Trump supporters. And you have to understand, Trump is an avatar. When somebody hates Trump, they hate Trump's supporters. You know, right. it goes without saying. And this is just showing their cards. They are now saying, Trump supporters, we are going to hold you accountable for the crime. And they are painting us as haters. They're painting us as white supremacists. And the American people are getting this from sources supposedly as innocuous as ABC News's The View, which millions and millions of women watch every day, and this is presented as supposedly mainstream because they have the token conservative Meghan McCain who voted for Biden. Okay,
right.
And what they're doing is they're just setting this up to where we're haters, and you know that when the left takes over and takes further, because we see the way AOC and her cadre are pushing against the Nancy Pelosi, trying to force the Democrat Party to go further to the left. The BLM leader is giving Joe Biden ultimatums, and it doesn't go very far, Mark. I myself, and I think we've discussed this on Armed American Radio, when the head of the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence was accusing me of being an insurrectionist and a traitor, and you know what happens with that. That's a death penalty if you're an insurrectionist and a traitor, and it won't be long if it continues to swing to the left that people like you and me, after all, hate speech isn't free speech, and we're going to be out. Anybody who believes like us is going to be out. We're going to be ostracized. We're not going to be able to get a job. And I would expect the persecution to go further, because then you get into like the Chinese social credit system with the struggle sessions where they drag you out on the street and they're screaming at you and they're forcing you to recant. And this is the type of America that we're heading into, where people like you and me can be reduced in the eyes of the public to Nazis who must be shunned at all costs. And if hate speech isn't free speech, then my rights aren't haters' rights aren't rights, are they?
Well, interestingly, this is what, and it's hard to talk about this. We're talking about America.
Yeah.
These are American citizens. What David is talking about, these are American citizens. I'll call them their enemies within. They're domestic enemies. There's absolutely no question about it. These are the people that want to call for unity. Satellite radio moment word almost came out there. Started with an S. Almost, please. These are the people calling for unity. Let me tell you, let's go there because it's a natural progression. Statement from the Trump Accountability Project. This is an actual website. You may or may not have seen it, but I want you to listen to this. Keeping in mind what David just told you, the Trump Accountability Project was started because we believe restoring democratic norms. So we're going to take this apart when I'm done with it. Let me get through it first, which is tough for me to do. The Trump Accountability Project was started because we believe restoring democratic norms are vital to protecting America's future. A critical part of making sure the nation never finds itself in the position again is to make sure those members of the Trump administration responsible for loosening the guardrails of our democracy are not rewarded with book deals, TV contracts, or six-figure salaries in the private sector based on that experience. Ultimately, however, the goal of the project was to play a part in restoring the soul of the nation, and we'll follow President-elect Biden's lead to get us there. Accordingly, in the spirit of the President-elect's call to build a more united country, this project will no longer be active. Angry Mark is so ready. I could flip this desk over right now when I read that. If it wouldn't knock over the cameras and bust off this show, I would do it. Because what you just read is so dangerous and so vile. What you just heard, what I just read, is so dangerous and so vile. Let's start with this. Was started because we believe restoring democratic norms. You know what democratic norms are? The swamp. David, please, explain what democratic norms are to these idiots.
Well, democratic norms, first of all, is there's a monopoly of violence, and you are absolutely disarmed, and the state has everything. And they bring up a lie that even many conservatives fall for when they talk about, quote unquote, our democracy. We do not have a democracy. We do not have a tyranny of the majority. That is not the system that the founders set up. And it so happens that at this moment, I have turned in my latest essay to Firearms News called Democracy Has Been Destroying the Second Amendment. And I'm expecting that'll be out by early next week sometime if it doesn't go up this weekend.
Well said. Exclamation point there. A critical part of making sure the nation never finds itself in this position again. What position are they talking about? My God, it's so difficult to stay seated with this. What they're talking about is that anyone in a position of power ever again disagrees with us. You want to add anything to that?
Well, yeah, and not just us, but they get it specifically. Joe Biden saying, you know, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. This is right. A rich old white man making this statement to people of color. I can't imagine a more racist statement.
They want to make sure the members of the Trump administration responsible for loosening the guardrails. What that means in the very most basic of sense is cleaning out the garbage, the swamp that caused the hatred within, for example, the intelligence community, career bureaucrats, in every single phase of our government, at every level. That's what they're referring to. They're talking about the swamp. Trump, they hated him. Are not rewarded with book deals, TV contracts, or six-figure salaries in the private sector. In other words, that they can't go out and get jobs, just as David mentioned, that they can't get a book because of the 4 years they spent with Trump. That they can't speak, that they have to live in their Biden basements. Maybe they're okay with seven-figure salaries. How about that? How about seven-figure salaries? They don't mind their six- and seven-figure salaries. And we're getting ready to take a break here, David. So I will – this is probably not what I should be drinking to calm down, is this Defender coffee.
But we talked about this the last time I was on. You know, the corporate cowards that give into this kind of stuff enable this, and they make it happen, and they allow it to do things that government doesn't have the power to do.
And when we come back, I want to read the last line of this and want to talk about what unifiers these people really, really are. Then I've got a suggestion for them. We'll see how much unity they want. I'll offer my unity back right after this.
back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, no doubt. Fastest hour in all of daytime national radio here in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone. All of it presented to you by who? Say it after me. X Insurance. Have you called them yet? Get a real policy in your real name that covers you. Not a third party, but you. Not a third party that lists you as an additional insured, but you. You owe it to yourself. That's what you wouldn't do any less for anything else you insure yourself for. And they've made it very clear that they want to take this industry by storm, that being the firearms community. Not just this industry, but they do. They're huge in the trucking industry. They're huge in commercial auto. They're huge in just about any liability business. I mean, they're huge. They're a gigantic corporation, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. But phased in here, lasered in with us in the gun community, the firearms community, manufacturers, dealers, they're busting in here. And one of the most important products they have is the CCW insurance that literally covers you. Not another company, but you. It's so important if you're carrying a gun, particularly in today's day and age, with, you know, these overzealous prosecutors. Look at the McCloskeys. My God, I wonder if they had any coverage. I don't think they did, unfortunately, and I can promise you they wish they did. Man, oh, man. All right, welcome back to the program. David Kodria, let's go back now to the statement from the Trump Accountability Project. Let me lock in on the final, because I told you that as we were coming out of the break, or going into the break, I should say, that they don't want you, as David was mentioning prior to, cancel culture is what he was talking about, wiping you out. The left, America, your fellow Americans, some of your neighbors, wiping you out. How many of you have lost friends because of this? We have, and you wonder, are you really a friend? Because if you would go on your social media and say what you said, knowing I have a Trump flag flying across the street or down the road or, you know, in the other, wherever I happen to live and we're friends, and you say that anyway, what does that say about you? I don't need you in my life. I couldn't care less if I had you in my life. I wouldn't hang out with you. I wouldn't want to sit next to you in school. I wouldn't invite you over for dinner. I don't care about you. You're not my friend. And I'm not going to sit here and pretend you were. Glad I now know how you feel. Have a good day. We all do because of this. The country's divided. It isn't going to get any better. Now they want to take away your livelihood. They want to take away your job and your ability to earn money in the private sector. They laid it right out. So let's go to the final statement. Accordingly, in the spirit of the president-elect's call, he hasn't been declared anybody president-elect except by the media, who, by the way, has no constitutional authority to do so. I digress. Accordingly, in the spirit of the president-elect's call to build a more united country, this project will no longer be active. Do you think for 2 seconds flat, David Kodria, war on guns, that they want to be friends with you now?
Absolutely not. And this is just probably a strategic and a tactical move. Somebody probably pulled them to the side and said, look, the talking points we're trying to get out right now is unity and healing. Okay, and so this is getting in the way of that. So we're going to have to wait until everything blows over, and then we can pull the mask off and show our true face. And it is especially going to happen as the Bidens and the Pelosis of the party find that they are increasingly pressured by the more radical elements from the left as they start to gain power, and they're not going to put up with it because you already see internecine fighting breaking out, and it's only going to get worse. And you're seeing Biden supporters, you know, having Antifa mobs outside their house screaming at them, saying, you can't tell us to go away. That's racist. You're a supremacist. If you think that telling us you voted for Biden is a way to somehow protect you from the white privilege that we're going after you over.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because you mentioned the word sycophant, and listener, in case you don't know what that means, it's basically an individual who sucks up to somebody they believe is either in a position of power or may be important so that they can get something out of it. And that's what they accuse us of being, or Trump supporters, or those who worked for Trump. As they sit here now, it's just incredible. I mean, think of the media. Think of the media. Boy, oh boy, if you want to use that explanation or that. Just think of who we're talking about. I mean, when you're looking at ABC, NBC, so you can CBS, you know, 60 Minutes coming up. I think Obama's on there. What the hell is Obama doing on coming up in 60 Minutes, okay? talk about sycophants.
Telling us that that Trump is a reflection
right.
of how racist Americans were for seeing a black president, as if that had anything to do with it. Okay,
as,
it had absolutely nothing to do with it. This is where, you know, I don't consider myself a Trump supporter. I consider Trump as a candidate who, when he was running for office, articulated many of the principles that I believe were important to saving this country. That's the difference.
Correct. And I'll take the word sycophant when you see the if you really want to discuss yourself and watch the Obama interview, why would you? And apply it to the reporter asking questions, because I can promise you it's going to be a really bad word I can't say on on radio. That's what it's. Well, that's what it's
funny. Funny thing about reporters in Obama. Did anybody ask them about his mentor Bill Ayers, who said
no.
that after the revolution succeeded,
no.
the government was overthrown. They believed they would have to eliminate 25 million Americans who would not conform to the new order.
Yeah. No.
I'm
of course they didn't.
Up.
No, it's
okay.
It's true. We talked about it throughout the 8 years of Obama on the program. But the answer to your question is no, they did not, and they're not going to ask Biden. They're going to ask what kind of dog he's got, or. You know, how's the doggy feeling today? Or, you know, how's your head? Can you remember anything? Are you taking Prevagen? You know, they're just going to suck up to this guy. We're not going to get the truth. But, you know, Obama, it really burns me up about Obama is we forget this. We forget to mention when we hear him come out with this, actually, as far as I'm concerned, racist diatribe from him. And that's what it is. He forgets that he was elected twice with a white majority. So this racist country elected him twice with a white majority. How does that work? That's the media not pushing back. They let him get away with anything he wants. So the fact of the matter is you've got people out there that hate your guts, that are standing down now, as David said, to try to put on this mask of unity. They don't want unity with you. They want to crush you. And you've got people that are sitting in positions of authority and positions of great power in Washington, D.C., who are pulling the strings of soon. I mean, who knows what this administration will look like if it comes to be. Where will Bernie Sanders be? Where will Pocahontas be? These are the most radical people. Where will AOC be? These are the most radical people we've ever seen in this government. Very, very dangerous place in America today. And I tell you, here was my advice to him in the previous segment. I didn't get there. But you come to my house anytime you want. Bring your station wagon. Bring your friends. I tell you, David, I never thought in America that would I ever see this. Now, before we go to a break, I want to move to something entirely different right now before we go into the final segment. David, did you happen to see the story about the Alabama teen? I think he was 14 years old when he murdered his three siblings and his parents. Did you happen to see this?
No, I missed that one.
Okay, it's okay. It doesn't matter if you. I'm not going to put you on the spot. I want to tell the story briefly. The guy's name is Mason Wayne Sisk. He is now 15 years old, and I got this out of a Birmingham paper earlier on some alert. I don't know. A number of places put it out, including Fox, but I deleted their news app today on my phone. So, anyway, the reason I bring this up is because the people that we're talking about. I've labeled evil over the years. These people are evil. Their agenda is bad. They want to take you over. They want to bury you. They want to keep you from getting work. They want to keep you from getting a job. They want to keep you from doing all these things. They want to take your guns from you. And you have a legitimate right to ask, what is it about their agenda that wants me or requires me to be disarmed? There's evil in the world. And when I saw this, it just reminded me of that. This kid is rotting in a jail cell. He murdered his mother when he found out that he wasn't biologically related. In other words, when he found out he was adopted, he killed her. And then he killed his biological father. And then he killed his three siblings. And I quote, Mason doesn't seem to be bothered by the fact he's accused of murdering his family, his probation officer said. Probation? He has not shown any sign of remorse while in detention. He has not talked about his family at all. He just stares blankly. That's evil. And there is evil in this world. And it holds positions of great power, not only in America, but around the world. And we can never, ever, ever forget those things. Wow. America in 2020. Back with David Cotier right after this. following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Going for you. Final segment of the fastest hour in all of radio, I can tell you that. Hey, listen, we're going to make a play here. I'm going to go ahead and tell you this and tell it publicly. How'd you like to see this show on Newsmax, Newsmax TV? Wouldn't that be great? How about that? Wouldn't that be awesome? Call them. Tell them you want to watch Armed American Radio's Daily Defense and the MonsterCast on Newsmax TV because we're reaching out to them as well. Just a little hint. You know, lots of things going on. Ledslinger's Whiskey. It's Friday. Great way to just wind down the week. The Ledslinger's Whiskey microphone, ledslingerswhiskey.com. Put the zip code in there and find out the nearest distributor near you. Great Brad Primo, the CEO, combat veteran, American hero, founder of Ledslinger's Whiskey. It also is a contributor, regular weekly contributor, along with Justin Moon from Car Arms and Neil McCabe in the weekly roundtable. Make sure to check them out. PulseTV.com. Beginning Monday, we'll have a whole new suite of things that are lined up for you. We're working on that right now. MyPillow.com. I told you the story yesterday. It is unbelievable that what Mike is doing. Please, and you are. I can see that, and it is amazing. Give them as gifts. MyPillow.com. The promo code is AAR. The pillows are $40 off. What was $68.99 is now $28.99. Use the promo code AAR. Just go to the MyPillow website and look at the radio listener special box and click it. Give them for gifts. You're supporting the man that supports this company and this business and Armed American Radio, and that's how it works. We support his company and his business. And he's out there with us. I mean, he wrote copy, recorded stuff for me. We're going to be hearing it on the show next week. And videos, if we can get it together, we'll be showing on the live stream as well, but there are copyright issues, so we want to be careful of that. Car Arms, it's promo code AAR. Go get them. Give them out as gifts. Great stuff. Gunbroker.com, you guys are killing it. I talked to Patricia today. Their numbers are so high. They're going to do almost $1 billion this year at Gunbroker. Can you imagine that? Because of you. Gunbroker.com. Gunbroker.com. Second Amendment Foundation, Alan, needs all of our help. North American Arms, no doubt. And Defender Coffee. .com. DefenderCoffee.com. The promo code is also AAR. And I want to show you this before I go back to David and wrap up the show. But if you can hear this on the radio there. I hold in my hands three pieces of paper. And if you're watching, I hold them up. There they are right there. These are quotes. And you can see the logos on, if I have the front one on here, you can see the logos and my signature on these papers. This is my actual insurance quote and signed policy from X Insurance, okay? It is the real deal. You can do the same thing. Xinsurance.com. If you have questions, marketarmedamericanradio.org. We support the people who support us. And I'm telling you what, over the course of the next 4 years, if what happens, happens, boy, I'll tell you what, our partners are going to be more important to all of us than ever before because they will come after shows like this. I can promise you that. They want us off the air. David, you would agree with that, right?
Yeah, I was going to lead the cancel culture party and do the struggle session with you. We were all going to point at you and yell because, you know, the only way we'll be able to get by is if we become Marxists with them.
Yeah, I want you to, if I could, get you to mention, you know, I was closing out that segment with evil. And I think it's important because there's evil political ideology. These people will put all of us out of business. They would shut down Gunbroker. Biden already says he wants to put the PLCAA, the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, out of business, which means North American Arms, Car Arms, Bursa, who will soon be back, hopefully, and all of the rest of our partners in the firearms industry would be sued out of business. And you got to ask yourself why. But this is an evil ideology that wants to step on your life. Dude, they are shutting down cities again. Whitmer in Michigan's getting ready. She's announcing she's going to go crazy again. Just a little bit north of you, David. What in the world?
Yeah, that's an important distinction that we need to make. I've seen some try to be apologists and say they're not evil, they're just wrong. And there are useful idiots, yes, who are just wrong because they're easily led, they're gullible, they're biased, they're whatever. But the people behind it all, the people that are giving down the orders, know exactly what they're doing. They know what they're going after is a monopoly of violence. They know that the inevitable result of totalitarianism is the the elimination of your enemies. It is genocide. That is, in fact, evil. And there's a great old movie. It's one of my favorite movies, called The List of Adrian Messenger, an old black and white movie. And,
yeah.
And it's about people are being killed. And it's a great movie because a lot of stars are in it, but you don't know who they are because they're in disguise. And at the end of the movie, they pull their masks off. That's a spoiler alert. But you know what? The dang movie's 60 years old, so I can't really be spoiling it that much. And Kirk Douglas's character is having a speech about that, and he just looks up. He says, "Evil is." Just two words.
It's such evil a great, is. Yeah, evil and, is. Yeah,
it is. And you know, you talked about this boy, and I'm looking at a story about it right now. Grandma says she's standing by boy 14 accused of killing five family members. We are going to love him. And she's going on about how, you know, making excuses. He was going through the pain and angst of being a 14-year-old boy. Well, you know what? I went through the pain and angst of it, too, and I didn't kill anybody. Okay.
No, I chased Lori Dalgarn around in the woods at a fort. And I know Lori Dalgarn, if you're out there in Michigan, I apologize for throwing your name out there. It's been a long time.
But
that's a true story. But, you know, today I'd probably go to jail for trying to kiss her at 14 years old. I mean, come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. But you're right, David. You're right.
And the thing is, you know, and it says that she found out about a lot of the stuff watching CNN, and that told me a lot right there. Okay. But the thing is, whether you want to call it evil, whether you want to call it psychotic, and I happen to believe in evil, but this kid was so wrong. You can't tell me this was the first instance and that they didn't see a lot of warning signs and in denial excuse them and make excuses for it. And you see the same thing with mothers of gang members, and he's a good boy and just refusing to accept the fact that what they've raised is a sociopath.
He's not a good boy. He could have been a good boy, but because you suck as a parent, he's not a good boy.
You
got to take responsibility.
I would have to argue with you on that. There are parents that have tried to do everything right.
Oh, that's true. Let me retract that.
You know, it doesn't work out. I mean, there could be something biological in the brain that you know that feeds the psychotic endorphins or whatever causes.
Oh,
you know what?
I'll give you that. However, I've seen too many parents whose kids were arrested at 2:30 in the morning, at 13 years old.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't want to hear that. If that's your parent, you're a terrible parent. If that's your kid, we see this all the time.
So I don't make
that blanket statement. I retract that to the Media Matters and everybody else. I retract that.
But that's why I admit to having some privilege. Okay, I had moral privilege growing up. I had parents that set examples for me by their own conduct, that did not say one thing and do another, that taught me the importance of fidelity, of telling the truth, of being loyal, of being loving, of not being hating. So I had incredible privilege growing up, and I freely admit that. I wish everyone had that privilege, but you can't legislate it, and you certainly can't pass it on if you're doing drugs in front of your kids, if you're stealing in front of your kids, if you're lying in front of your kids.
Yeah, if you're using them for human shields, it ain't going to, you know.
Yeah.
You're going to get what you got. David Kodria, Ammoland.com. David Kodria, War on Guns. We're going to bring you back next week because we still got to get to more of your Ammoland stuff. I love bringing you in here. And that one column you wrote just kind of let us go, you know, off in all these different directions today. But a psychopath traditionally is a personality disorder that people feel is characterized by persistent antisocial behavior and impaired empathy and remorse. Somebody just doesn't have a conscience. Evil is. What a great way to put it. David Kodria, War on Guns. See you on the MonsterCast Sunday. Carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. See you on the radio, guys.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.